107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The war in Ukraine intensifying overnight. Ukrainian officials say Russia launched one of its largest attacks of the war. More than 700 drones and missiles fired across nearly all of Ukraine. President Trump says a deal with China has been brokered for trade during a sit-down with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the APEC summit in South Korea. On Air Force One afterwards, the president said,
"We have a deal. Now every year we'll renegotiate the deal, but I think the deal will go on for a long time."
SNAP federal food assistance serving 42 million Americans set to run out of money on Saturday. Democrats still holding out for a continuation of subsidies to help millions of Americans pay for health care. Republicans say they'll discuss it, but only after the government reopens. At least 30 more people were killed across the Caribbean as Hurricane Melissa swept through, and five more people arrested overnight in connection with the Louvre crown jewel heist. This is ABC News.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Sauk County Sheriff's Department reports a driver was killed when another driver was passing a semi. Monday night at approximately 5:40, the Sauk County Communications Center was notified of the two-vehicle crash on Highway 60 near the intersection of Ferry Bluff Road in the town of Prairie du Sac. Deputies arrived on scene and learned a vehicle was traveling westbound and passing a semi. While passing, the vehicle entered the eastbound lane and struck a vehicle that was traveling eastbound. The operator of the westbound vehicle was transported to a local hospital for injuries sustained during the crash. The operator of the eastbound vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene. The investigation is ongoing and the names of those involved are not being released at this time. 16 Vernon County businesses have been selected to receive a total of $150,000 in grant funding through the Elevate Vernon County program, a new initiative designed to help local entrepreneurs start, strengthen, and grow their businesses in Vernon County. In addition to direct financial support, the Elevate Vernon program provides pathway navigation and resource connection through Vernon County Economic Development, helping business owners access free and low-cost tools, trainings, and expert guidance available through regional and statewide partners. The program is funded by Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Small Business Development Grant and administered by the Vernon County Community Development Department. Grant recipients represent a wide range of industries and communities across the county, from downtown revitalization projects to value-added farm upgrades and building and manufacturing. Each grant is designed to help recipients invest in critical business needs, such as equipment, building improvements, marketing, or startup costs.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Do the Bucks have a new leader? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' new center, Miles Turner, picked up in that trade with the Indiana Pacers, so far has done a lot to help set up his teammates with good shots. Is that a form of leadership? Head coach Doc Rivers.
It just tells you. It's funny talking to Reggie Miller before the game because he knows Indiana. He said, "Man, you like that leadership?" I said, "It's amazing." I said, "I never knew." He said, "No, that was the key for them. He was such a great leader."
The Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tonight. NFL, the Packers preparing to host the Carolina Panthers Sunday at noon. Quarterback Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Love completed 20 passes in a row against the Steelers. Had he ever done that before in college or high school?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know who keeps stats like that in high school, so I don't know. I'm not sure.
Kids seem to know how many points they always score.
I don't know. Probably the first time ever, yeah.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
107.7 WRCE, news from the center and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a few showers possible and a high tomorrow right around 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
What's going on with Earl Ingram?
The No Kings rallies across this nation, they reminded me of, it was an organization called the Tea Party. Senior citizens were a part of the Tea Party. And there are a lot of senior citizens involved in the No Kings rallies.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, What's Going On with Earl Ingram. Find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Dr. Kristen Lierley.
She's a chef, a bartender, and a state rep, calling herself the wild card in Wisconsin's governor race. Meet Francesca Hong.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Saturdays and Sundays at noon.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Thursday morning, October 30th, 2025. October 30th. Happy birthday to my oldest daughter. It means I've been a parent for years. She's at that age now. You can't say that my 8-year-old daughter or my 10-year-old daughter. Now it's my 30-something daughter. So happy birthday. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. Spending your mornings right here as we get set for Halloween, just one day away. November, just 2 days away. I got a question for you. Do you trust Joe Namath to sell you health insurance, or Jimmy Walker? Remember JJ Walker from Good Times, or William Shatner from Star Trek, or some of the other, you know, D-list celebrities that are in these ads for health insurance through something called Medicare Advantage? If you're, you know, say under 50, you probably don't think about this at all. You probably don't notice the commercials one bit. But if you have a parent that is approaching, you know, 65, or if you yourself are getting there and you're starting to pay attention to this kind of stuff, like I am in my impending elderliness, and with a parent who just turned 80 and is looking at a Medicare Advantage plan that she'd had for years and is now being canceled. And so she and a whole bunch of other seniors around the country have to find new Medicare Advantage plans. I mean, everybody has to do a lot of homework real fast. So we've got an expert coming in today to talk about that at 7:35, and she'll tell us all about, you know, what to look for in Medicare. Now, let me back up a second here, because I don't blame you if you don't. Well, what's Medicare Advantage? Blah, blah, blah. Medicare, the actual Medicare, the thing that got set up back in the 60s, all right, was to make sure you've paid your taxes all your life, all your working years. And when you turn 65, your health care is just taken care of by and large. Well, somewhere along the line, some politicians allowed regular old insurance companies to sneak in there and offer their own plans and call it Medicare Advantage, even though it is nothing like regular Medicare. And the problem is, once you decide to go with one of those plans, it's tough to go back to original Medicare, and you're suddenly trapped in that web that you thought you got rid of when you retired and you could just get regular Medicare. So we're going to talk about the difference between regular Medicare versus these Medicare Advantage plans. They do have some, pun intended, advantages, but the disadvantages are something you really ought to consider before you put your name on the dotted line someplace. So stick around for that. That's coming up. We will also be talking to Sean O'Malley about your money in the markets. I got 5 trillion reasons for you to be concerned about a stock market bubble, because we hear all about, you know, how the stock market is going great guns right now, so the economy must be great. No, it's not. It's not. There is such a bubble brewing in AI right now, and Sean O'Malley is going to help share some of the warning signs with us. So that's coming up along the way as well. And of course, your input, which is always welcome by phone, by text, by comment, by email, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or use that Civic Media app to call us, to text us, to send us a voice note, or jump in the comment sections of Facebook or YouTube. That would be the Up North News Facebook or YouTube pages, or the Civic Media Facebook or YouTube pages. And it's on there where, let me bring the card up here on for social media, where people can see there's a lot fewer leaves here along Lake Wasota right now. Parker Olson joining us from Madison Studio A2, where I would imagine the leaves have been falling fast and furious by you as well.
Yes, they have. There are about no leaves on the tree I parked my car under.
They're about no leaves. Yeah, we're getting there rapidly. So I'm hoping for decent weather this weekend, because then it's just going to be me and a leaf blower. Just then you hear it all throughout the neighborhood, like, because raking stinks if you've got more than a postage stamp size lawn. So okay, if you can use power to get those leaves out of there, why the heck wouldn't you? So wow. We've got lovely fall weather out here.
I didn't know you felt so strongly about your leaf blower.
Come on, it's a lot of fun. I've done the raking thing, and I'm not immune.
Hands are too old.
These hands are so they're so dainty and delicate. And no. But they do, after a while. It's like, okay, this is getting old. Can we do something? It's about speed more than actually about power or hands or anything else. It's like, can we get this chore done with already? Especially if, I mean, it's one thing if you've got little kids. I remember having to rake all the leaves in a pile and the kids jump in. Oh, it's fun. It really is. It's great. Yeah. But at some point you don't have that anymore. And you're just like, oh, let's just get these out of here, you know? And, sure, you know, preferably in my case, down the bank, you know, close to the lake. But because I like both my neighbors on either side. But there have been years in the past with different neighbors.
Oh,
it's like, oh, no, the wind was suddenly out of the east. I don't know how that happened. Oh, well.
Oops.
Oops. So
that's a shame.
Look at me making trouble on the street here already. Oh, let's see. We also have, well, you pay attention to the WIAC.
I do. Thank you. Okay. Pat, thank you. Thank you for saying WIAC.
Okay.
Because that is correct.
The Wisconsin Intergalactic Athletic Conference.
Oh, yes. Intergalactic. I like it.
Yeah. So that'd be like your UW, Whitewater, Eau Claire, Platteville, things like that. And apparently, does somebody else not say WIAC?
A lot. This is a massive debate in like the Division III community of whether it's WIAC or WIAC. Okay.
No, WEAC is the teachers union, WEAC, the Wisconsin Education Association Council. That's WEAC. I have never heard the WIAC called the WEAC. So who's ever doing that needs to sit down. That's just wrong.
I want you to know I'm clipping this and I am sending it to my friends.
Good.
Because this is very important.
This is it's not just important, kids. It's basic.
It is.
It's the WIAC. Anyway, Platteville from the WIAC,
yes,
was the opponent for the Wisconsin Badgers in this year's Guardian Against Cancer Classic. I might have the name wrong on that, but you know, the Guard brothers were coaches, the respective coaches at Madison and Platteville. And how did I assume the Badger men prevailed in this instance?
The Badgers did win. I don't think it was as pretty as they wanted it to be.
Here it is, 69-53, Badgers over Platteville. Yeah. Final tune-up game for the Badgers before their season begins next Monday against, of course, the Fighting Camels of Campbell University.
Darn right.
Which I'm never going to take seriously. Unless, of course, the Badgers manage to lose next Monday. Then it's a whole different thing. But Badgers begin the regular season next week. And you said, Platteville actually put up a bit of a fight?
I believe so, yeah. I think I read that they actually were up like 8-0 or something like that.
I can see that. I mean, there was the one year, you know, they rotate schools, and one year it was UW-Eau Claire, and we went down to Madison to see the Blue Golds play, you know, the Badgers. And, of course, the Badgers ultimately prevailed. But you get that false sense of security when the Badgers are just kind of doing their rope-a-dope strategy and just letting, you know, seeing what the other team has got. So I'm sure the Platteville fans enjoyed that. But, yes, in the end, ultimately, the Badger men were victorious, as were the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yes.
Who beat the LA Dodgers 6-1 last night to come within a game of clinching the World Series. Game 6 will be tomorrow night as Team Canada and team
America, everyone but LA.
Team everyone but LA, actually. Yes. Roots for Toronto in tomorrow night's game. The Dodgers looked so quiet last night in the parts that I saw. The ones where we're watching the Brewers going, come on, guys. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. And you could just, they kept doing cutaways of the crowd, the Dodger crowd, just all looking like, come on, guys. Come on, guys. Anytime, guys.
Please.
And it was like they ran out of gas. They're just done. Now, can they pull off one game, much less two in Canada? Sure, it's possible. I mean, we've seen that lineup. We see what it can do. Right. But at this point, Toronto definitely has the momentum. And that would be all right with us, you know.
Yeah. I'm okay with the Blue Jays winning. Yeah,
we can do that. Let's see, one news clip to tell you about, and then we're going to hear from Sherita Booker as we talk about weekend events that you might consider attending at points around Wisconsin this weekend. But as the government shutdown drags on, and we look back at the record of what some of these folks in Congress have had to say, you know, in the past about government shutdowns and budgets and things like that, something really grabbed our attention from Western Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden, who, like others, tries to do this job of pretending to be a moderate, pretending to call out the right wing of his party, when in fact he is a, you know, dues-paying member of the right wing of his party. But he was on something called the John Frederick Show in December of last year. So they knew they were about to take control of Congress. Donald Trump had just won the presidential election. They were going to have the House and the Senate and the White House. And this is what Congressman Derek Van Orden had to say about being in the majority, and therefore they were able to pass a budget. They were going to do whatever it is they wanted to do. And if they couldn't get their stuff together, well, then by gum, they should pay a price for that. Listen to what Derek Van Orden had to say.
When we have unified government, I'll be very clear about this. When we have unified government, if we cannot get our 12 appropriations bills through in a budget, then we don't deserve to be in the majority any longer. We don't. You know, I don't sugarcoat anything. And I'll take the paint off anybody that is talking smack about these sorts of things. That includes members of my own party. So a lot of the reasons you got to understand that we didn't get a lot of things done was because of members of the Republican Party. Some of our far right guys held things up in the Rules Committee. They voted against rules if the rule passed, and they prevented a lot of these measures getting through. So that's true. The other side of the coin is anything we do has to get through the Senate, which was controlled by Chuck Schumer. It still is until we get through January. So I'll say that again real clear. When we have unified government, if we can't get our 12 appropriations bills through and a budget passed, then we do not deserve to be in the majority, period.
I'm Derek Van Orden, and I approve this message. There, game, set, match from Derek Van Orden himself. If they can't get their 12 appropriations bills, because if you don't know the background, there isn't like one federal budget bill. It's broken up into pieces called appropriations bills. There's 12 of them total. Some pass ahead of others because some need more debate, et cetera, et cetera. They can't do any of that. They passed the one big bloated boondoggle because it wasn't a full federal budget. It was just a roadmap of, you know, trillions of dollars in cuts to make to give tax cuts to the very wealthy. Big time cuts in Medicaid and in SNAP. SNAP benefits are going to run out this weekend, even though they don't have to, because there's a multi-billion dollar contingency fund that the Trump administration is refusing to use. They actually want families to go hungry, to put pressure on Democrats to cave in and let Republicans jack up health insurance costs under the Affordable Care Act. And Derek Van Orden is telling you, well, once we're in control, if we can't get those appropriations bills passed, if we are that dysfunctional, we should not be in the majority. So that's an interesting bit of audio that is not the last time you're going to hear that played. That basically is the 2026 message about how the Republicans have done in Washington so far. Temperatures in Wisconsin range from 23 in Merrill to 43 in Door County. It's 34 in Wausau, 37 in Oshkosh, 34 in La Crosse, and 27 degrees here in the Chippewa Valley. Sherita Booker tells us about trains, wine, and lizards for weekend events. All after the break. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services, providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today. Green for life. GFL.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Good news! You get an extra hour this weekend. Daylight saving time ends, so remember to turn your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed Saturday night. Fall back, sleep in, and start your Sunday refreshed. A message from your local Civic Media radio station.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back on this Thursday morning. Sherita Booker is here, social media manager for Up North News. And, well, we're going to throw a little curve at you. Sherita, first off, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. We normally talk about events that are coming up this weekend that you might like to attend. But we've discovered something else you might like to attend. Your local Culver's for something brand new that they're offering. What did you tell me they're about to offer?
They will have cheese and mac, aka mac and cheese, beginning November 3rd through December 28th.
Okay. I have, and first off, look, fair disclosure, this is not a commercial for Culver's. They're not paying us or anything. So therefore I feel like I'm entitled or free to say, I'm not the world's biggest fan of Culver's cheese curds. I love all the rest of everything else.
Same. I don't like the breading.
Yes. And so you say that they're doing mac and cheese, or I'm sorry, cheese and mac. And I see that it's going to be, you know, just their pasta in a creamy Wisconsin cheddar cheese sauce topped with extra shredded cheddar cheese. And I'm in. Because as I've said several times before, there are a lot of other places, Michigan, Texas, Idaho, other places where mac and cheese as a side is like a real staple. You don't see it quite as much around Wisconsin. And so if Culver's wants to add mac and cheese, however limited, I'm in. I'll go.
Right. Well, we'll have to come back with reviews.
Yeah, exactly. So when does this get started?
November 3rd.
November 3rd. Okay. Well, there we go. So next week, we'll have to do a food review, see how this works out. All right. So pardon that little detour. Let's get back to this weekend's events here, starting with Train Fest. And as a guy whose dad worked on the Chicago Northwestern Railroad for many years, I am totally in on this. Tell us more.
Yeah. So if you or someone in your house is into trains like Pat, or you really like seeing cool setups, Train Fest is coming back to Milwaukee this Saturday and Sunday at the Barrett Center downtown. They're going to have more than 50 operating train displays, hands-on demos, and a bunch of the major model railroad manufacturers and dealers all in one place. There's also a mini diorama circus activity if you want to try building something small. And they also got a free riding train for the kids. So if you've been thinking about starting a layout, or you've got a kid who loves trains, this is the spot. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult, which is nice. Adults tickets are $18.95 for Saturday and $13.95 for Sunday, or you can do a two-day pass for $20. Tickets are on sale now. Just search Train Fest Milwaukee for more info.
I really wanted to have model trains as a kid. And, you know, we were just a little too limited in our means to do that. And I always appreciated it. You'd think maybe it's my retirement project. I'm going to have room in the garage or the basement or something. Sherry, if you're listening, we'll talk later. So,
and the grandkids will probably love it.
Oh, would they ever? Yes. Yeah. So that's the Baird Center this weekend. Trainfest.com has details there. All right, let's go from trains to lizardy type things. What's happening in Madison this weekend?
The Scaled Up Reptile Expo is happening this Sunday at the Madison Marriott West in Middleton. It's a family-friendly event where you can see thousands of snakes, lizards, frogs, tortoises, turtles, and tarantulas all under one roof. You can talk with experienced breeders and keepers, learn how to care for different species, and check out setups if you've been thinking about getting a new pet or upgrading your enclosure. They'll also have a bunch of reptile keeping supplies, feeder insects, frozen feeders, supplements, decor, plants, and more. Admission is $14 if you want to get in early for VIP at 10 a.m. or general admission is $7 and runs from 11 to 3. And kids 5 and under get in free. So for more information, visit scaledupexpos.com/Madison-WI.
Okay, so where are you on reptiles?
It's no for me. The only reptile that I like is a gecko. They're cute, but I'm scared of stuff like that.
No, it's understandable. I mean, I wouldn't rush out to get a snake or a lizard or a frog or a tarantula myself. I remember going to somebody's house, and this was only a couple of years back. So these are like grown adults, and their basement was filled with aquariums that were filled with larger snakes. And that was just not my jam at all. But
yeah, I go fishing and we see frogs all the time. And I don't like frogs. I don't like how they look, and they freak me out.
All right. So you, there will be extra room for you. There will not be any Sherita at the Madison Scaled Up Reptile Expo this weekend. Let's get to something much more in some people's ballparks. That would be wine. And there is a wine walk in downtown Lake Geneva this weekend. Sunday only, right?
Yep, only Sunday. Okay. And you'll spend the afternoon walking around downtown, stopping into different shops and sampling wine at nearly 30 different participating spots along the way. It's a really laid-back way to explore the area, and you get to support local businesses while you're at it. Tickets are $45, which covers your wine samples, a souvenir glass, snacks, and a map of the stops, and a few discounts at participating shops. If you're just tagging along and don't plan a drink, they have a designated driver ticket for $20, and that includes craft sodas and snacks. Proceeds from the benefit goes to Downtown Lake Geneva Mural Program, so the money goes right back into the community and into more public art downtown. And just a heads up, the wine walk always sells out, so if you want to get your tickets, do it ASAP. You need to be 21 or older, and you'll check in at the bottle shop on Main Street to get your glass and lanyard. Get your tickets at downtownlakegeneva.org/winewalk.
That's great. And of course, there's so much else going on around the state. If you went over to travelwisconsin.com, you'd see things like the Broadhead Jaycees have a holiday market. Case High School Craft and Vendor Fair is in Racine on Saturday. Marinette has blues, brews, and barbecues, and so much more. So head on over to travelwisconsin.com to learn more about things that are going on in your area. Or just go grab some mac and cheese, and we'll all compare notes, Culver's and otherwise, when we get together next week with Sherita Booker, our social media manager here at Up North News. Sherita, thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat.
Oh, I guess I should mention, too, in terms of social media, we have new social media accounts just for the radio show on Blue Sky. And yeah, we put it on Twitter, X, whatever it is. Just look up at the little at symbol PK for Pat Kreitlow Radio Show, PK Radio Show. That's our new account there. Coming up next, our history lesson includes the opening of a Broadway play that definitely made the characters popular. Thanks for spending some time here up on the lake. I'm Pat Kreitlow. The Midwest Farm Report is next here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
107.7 WRCE News from the Center.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
28 days and counting. That's how long the federal government has been shut down, tying up not only federal agencies like the U.S. Department of Agriculture, but also policy advancement like a new farm bill. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. The National Farmers Union thinks that the farm bill can cross the finish line yet this year. Details on that next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Wisconsin native Mike Strands is the vice president of advocacy for the National Farmers Union. Their focus right now is on key policy priorities, including the urgent need for a new farm bill. Strands, who's vice president of advocacy, says several critical policy issues are still unresolved, and the organization right now working to make sure producers' voices are heard.
Given the circumstances with the farm economy, that yes, there should be some sort of assistance provided to family farmers and ranchers because of the trade disruptions, but that ought to be part of a greater picture about farm policy reform and farm policy improvements that could happen through a farm bill negotiation that might happen here this fall. We've heard Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, G.T. Thompson, speak about his interest in having a farm bill markup on the House side. I think moving forward with something like that is a great opportunity to make some of these changes, and we ought to take a look at the whole picture.
That's Wisconsin native Mike Strands, who is the vice president of advocacy for the National Farmers Union. He says given the fact that the farm bill has expired already, it's the third year in a row where that's happened to the farm bill. He believes that there's an opportunity by the end of this year or early in 2026 to still get something done on the rest of the farm bill.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers. Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy. From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
And 10 Wisconsin FFA members are continuing in competition at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. They are now a part of the final phase of evaluation for National Agricultural Proficiency Awards. You want to follow along? FFA.org has the latest update. There's your look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt Mayer on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a few showers possible and a high tomorrow right around 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:20, I'll be joined by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. We discuss his lawsuit joining with numerous other attorneys general to restore SNAP funding and make sure Americans don't go hungry.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
When the truth is found to be
let us kick off today's history lesson with Grace Slick from Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, Starship, all the band names. She kept her Grace Slick. She's 85 years old today. And again, would be one of the first to tell you, surprised to make it to 85. Lived the true rock and roll life from the 60s onward. But again, 85 years old for Grace Slick. Happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to Eddie Holland, part of the legendary songwriting and production team of Holland Dozier Holland, all kinds of Motown hits. There was Baby Love, there was Stop in the Name of Love, Heat Wave, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. How about this one right here? There were a lot of hits they wrote for the Supremes. Standing in the Shadows of Love, and so forth and so on. Eddie Holland still with us at the age of 84. And I was seeing somewhere online that the Motown Museum is expanding in Detroit. And they recently had a bit of a celebration about that. And it included, some of the greats that were there. Smokey Robinson, of course. Both Brian and Eddie Holland were there. Otis Williams, the surviving member of the Temptations, and more. So I've never been to the Motown Museum, so hearing that they're doing an expansion, just all the more reason to look forward to going to that someday.
There you go. More to see, more to do.
Uh-huh. Well, because it was based out of basically just a house, Detroit, and then they turned it into a record studio, and then it became so much more. Speaking of Otis Williams, last surviving member of the Temptations, it's his birthday as well. He's 84 as well. He and Eddie Holland, born on the same day. Also, happy birthday to the Eagles' Timothy B. Schmidt. He is 78 years old today. Girl, I found you. There's no more emptiness inside. When we're hungry, love will keep us alive. All right, here comes another one of those birthdays that for some generations it will make their knees buckle.
Uh-oh.
Henry Winkler, the Fonz.
Oh.
Fonzie from Happy Days is 80 years old today. Can you just imagine the Fonz still in his leather jacket, but in his rocking chair and saying, hey, the Fonz don't need those Medicare Advantage plans. But he does. I think Henry Winkler does some kind of commercials, if not for Medicare Advantage, then for something else.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, he's pitching some. I mean, look, if you're an aging celebrity, there's always something to pitch out there. So I have to take a look for that. Anyway, Henry Winkler, 80 years old. And by the way, so much more than just the Fonz, of course. He's been in so many good shows. What was the most recent one about Barry was the name of it, right? On HBO, he's the acting coach to a serial killer, basically.
Yeah, you're right, Barry. Yep.
Yeah, it's a good show with... who's it from Saturday Night Live? Who's Bill Hader is the lead in this. And Henry Winkler is just really funny. By the way, also underrated in Night Shift, along with Michael Keaton, one of their earliest movies together right after Happy Days. Ivanka Trump, first daughter, is 44 years old today. The second president of the United States, John Adams, was born this day in 1735. Do you have that clip from War of the Worlds?
I do. I don't know if there's a specific part. I just pulled from the front.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I wanted to cue it up to anything. I just noticed that today is the anniversary of Orson Welles' radio adaptation of the H.G. Wells novel War of the Worlds about a Martian invasion. It was played on the radio this day in 1938 and caused panic in some parts of the U.S. So here's a little excerpt from it.
The broadcasting system and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
Okay, so that was the very beginning of it, and it starts like just a normal radio broadcast with an orchestra, and then they're interrupted with these news bulletins about a UFO, and then a spaceship has landed, and then the Martians attack, and of course there's all the sound effects, and people really believed that there was an invasion by Martians. But as you could tell there, at the front end of the broadcast and in the middle of the broadcast, an announcer did come on to say, this is a play. And yet, enough people either didn't hear it or disregarded it and were calling police stations, and people were getting a little freaked out. Now, it's a little bit apocryphal whether the panic was widespread or if it was just a few random folks who, were freaked out by this. But still, it was a lesson that everybody else in the radio industry never forgot.
Yeah. I always thought that it was like everyone was like, oh, God, the world's ending. Run.
I remember hearing, not the original broadcast, don't joke about that, but as a kid, they played it one Halloween night after we got back from trick-or-treating. And I remember listening to it. And again, you knew what it was, but I'm sitting there as like a 10-year-old or whatever it was. I'm like, oh, yeah, I could totally see how people get freaked. I'm getting a little freaked out, and I know that this isn't real, Because keep in mind, radio was still relatively new. So
yeah, I suppose.
And people, and obviously people have tried that with TV as well over the years. But War of the Worlds was kind of the original panic broadcast, if you will. On this day in 1982, the number one song was by a band from Australia. This, of course, would be Men at Work, and it was the group's first number one in the U.S.
Who can it be knocking at my door?
Who Can It Be Now was the number one song this day, 43 years ago. On this day in 1987, George Michael, fresh off breaking up Wham!, released his first solo album, Faith. The album's named Faith, and it starts off with this nice church organ. This must be very wholesome.
Oh, yeah. It's very pretty.
It is very pretty. It's pretty, but the host now suddenly wishes he'd have queued this up to the right moment, but that's okay. We'll just enjoy the organ a little bit longer.
Yeah. Who doesn't like a good organ? Wait a minute.
That's what he... Never mind.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body.
So anyway, between this song and songs like Father Figure, I Want Your Sex, and more, the album was a little controversial and therefore, of course, went to number one and won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year. On this day 2 years ago, former basketball player Magic Johnson became the fourth athlete to become a billionaire after Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and Tiger Woods, according to Forbes magazine.
Okay. Does this count?
What do you mean?
Because, yes, he was an athlete, but he's not an athlete now. I don't feel like this counts as the same as, like, LeBron James being a billionaire.
Well, I don't think Michael Jordan didn't become a billionaire while he was an active athlete.
Okay, so he wouldn't count either.
Yeah. No, he does count of athletes who, as athletes and in their retirement, became billionaires.
Mm. I don't know.
You only want active athlete billionaires? Is that what we want?
Well, no, I don't want any billionaires.
Oh,
but I would like these to be two different categories.
Gotcha. All right. It was on this day in 2003 that a new Broadway show premiered at the Gershwin Theater in New York City. It was a musical from Stephen Schwartz, and it was called Wicked with Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth, with lots of little toe tappers like this one.
We'll be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and flounce. Ooh, I'll show you what
so,
things to wear.
So, Wicked is now going to be back in the movie theaters, part two of the movie series. The play, though, that did all right in 2003, winning two Tony Awards, a Grammy, and seven Drama Desk Awards. On this day in 2017... President Trump's former campaign chair, Paul Manafort, and associate Rick Gates were indicted on charges of fraud. Advisor George Papadopoulos pleads guilty to lying to the FBI. Again, pleads guilty to lying to the FBI. And they are all pretty much scot-free now because, again, elect a criminal. You're letting the criminals out of jail. What's on the National Day calendar for this Thursday, October 30th?
Oh, Pat, I know you'll love this. It's Candy Corn Day.
Okay, well, I feel like we've talked that one to death yesterday, but yes, the guy who for years and years and years and years said I hate candy corn. Candy corn is terrible. It's just a big old mouthful of sugar, is softening his stance now. So
wow.
I know. What I didn't do yet, what we talked about yesterday, is I said, yeah, you mix it with some peanuts, you know, and you got a salted nut roll.
Oh, yeah.
But remember we said yesterday, now add a couple of chocolate chips to the mix and you got a Baby Ruth. So I'm going to try that today, and then I'm going to call my dentist office right away for a cleaning.
You know, there is a candy corn that has chocolate, like, in it. That one I'm not a huge fan of.
No, I don't know if that would work.
No.
But I'm willing to experiment. All right. Ooh, what else we got today?
It is Mischief Night, which I believe is just the night before Halloween.
Mischief Night?
Mischief Night. So if you're feeling mischievous, Pat,
okay,
go
I
for
thought
it.
Thought that's what Halloween was, but okay.
Yeah, you know, right, whatever. Okay. It is also Haunted Refrigerator. I do have Haunted Refrigerator there, but I'm pretty sure that's a typo.
Haunted Refrigerator. This has got to be from having really old food in it.
That
kind of haunted, like it's so scary, the stuff that's in there that has expired.
I envisioned that, or it's just like a loud refrigerator.
That could be too. Yes, I get that. So somebody came up with a National Haunted Refrigerator Day.
There you go.
Okay. seems like a bit of a stretch, but yes, there are folks whose refrigerators do indeed become haunted. I recall a couple of times when I was, you know, I would do babysitting as like, you know, a 12, 13 year old or whatever it was, because you couldn't drive yet. You couldn't go anywhere. So you may as well make money. And so I'd do some babysitting, and occasionally, you know, you'd kind of want to raid their fridge. They always say, oh, help yourself to whatever. I'd help myself to a big old plate of mold, you know, or whatever was in there. And gosh, I remember at one point, somebody's fridge was so disgusting. And do you know there's an episode of Big Bang Theory early on where Sheldon convinces Leonard to go into Penny's apartment while she's sleeping to clean it up because the mess bothers him so much.
Yeah.
I look back at that now and realize that may have happened once or twice where I was so disgusted by somebody's fridge, I just went ahead and cleaned it out and figured I was doing them a favor. Now, at no point did I ever get a call going, what did you do? You touched my fridge, blah, blah, blah. So I'm assuming they were, I thought, oh, they must be thankful.
Yeah.
I also think they may have been really embarrassed and never called me again to babysit.
That's also probably true.
Whatever the reason was, I was looking out for the kids. I'm trying to babysit the kids. You can't have living lab experiments in the fridge when you're raising your chitlins. So, all right. So there you go. Haunted Refrigerator Day today. We'll be talking about a little bit of entertainment news along the way as well. And then coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, we will be discussing Medicare Advantage plans. Some of those can be haunted as well, with an expert on making sure you get the right health coverage for yourself or for an aging parent. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just not quite as popular.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Let's say you have a couple who's about to get married. You get them a gift at the wedding shower. You get them a gift at the wedding. You get them a gift at the baby shower. If they buy a house, you get them a housewarming gift.
I have never been married. I doubt I ever will be. What do you do? You just say, I'm going to celebrate my singlehood. Bring me a gift. Brett Brown Deer says, Todd, you don't get a gift for not getting married because you already won by staying single.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Don't act like that. Don't wear that. Don't think that. I've heard everything you tell yourself every time you felt different. And I want you to know that you can be vulnerable and powerful. That taking care of your mind is taking care of everyone you love and who loves you. Love your mind. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Busted pencils. Fully lettered education talk.
You know, one of those things, and speaking about AI, guess what I did? I used AI to prepare for the show today, Johnny. You know, of course I did. I got it together, put up a little outline. You know, the suggested title, AI, Apocalypse or Opportunity.
Well, you can guess what the AI thinks, Tim.
Yeah. Subscribe to Busted Pencils wherever you listen to podcasts and at civicmedia.us.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Civic Media.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Bo Hendricks, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
Welcome to our morning show today on WRCO Radio. Tis the season. We're going to talk about all of the things going on in the great outdoors. Hunting seasons that are going on and coming up. And we have the gang in the studio with us, the WRCO version of Deer Camp today. We have John Clare here. We have Brock Rosenkranz, Dave Barron, and Doug Duren to talk about all the great things in the outdoor. John, you're the kind of the coordinator of this whole gang, so good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to be here, and thanks for having us in.
No doubt. Has it been a good fall so far?
It has. I haven't got anything, but the crew that I hunt with out in the Boaz area has been doing pretty well.
Good. Pheasant season?
I haven't pheasant hunted yet.
Nope.
Going to South Dakota duck hunting in a couple of days, so got that to look forward to.
Getting ready to go then. So yep. Good. Weather-wise, it's been a pretty good fall. I don't know if it has for hunting.
The weather's been excellent, with a little bit of cold weather to kind of get the deer moving and keep them from spoiling if you can't get to them right away. So it's been good.
Good. And you're looking forward to the gun deer season coming up in a few weeks?
Yep, that's coming up on the 22nd in a few more weeks, and we'll be ready to go for that, too.
Good. Brock Rosenkranz here as well, Wisconsin Field of Fork coordinator for the National Deer Association. Good to see you there, my friend.
Morning, Phil. How are you doing?
Good to have you in here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, the last time you were here, you were talking about getting and encouraging young hunters to hunt, and that's one of the things that I think is kind of near and dear to you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's actually what my entire career is, and I'm pretty lucky to say that. Thanks to Mr. Clare here sitting on my right. He got me into it as a wee little boy, turkey hunting, duck hunting, and pretty cool that it's my job now to take youth and actually primarily adults that haven't been able to get into hunting earlier in life, or reinvigorated adults that might have gone as kids or something and now want to go when they're in their 30s or 40s, get a lot of grad students and stuff like that. But it's really cool to be able to share the outdoors and keep the hunting heritage going here in Wisconsin, because that is such a decline that we've seen in the last especially 10 years. So.
You had to learn to hunt for pheasants, I understand. Is that
right?
We
did one out at Doug Duren's over here mid-September. It was early, but we do get permission from the DNR to do so. We get some DNR game birds, take them out there, and took a bunch of hunters that had already, they were hunters already, but it was people who had never pheasant hunted before, and that's part of the part of my job is getting people just into new and different aspects of hunting, different chasing different game species and stuff like that. Everybody was a very skilled hunter in other aspects, but had never pheasant hunted before, so we got 8 or 9 people out, and got on a bunch of pheasants, and it was super fun.
Yeah, when you talk about learning to hunt, I'm thinking about youngsters, but it's of all ages, it sounds like.
Yeah. I actually primarily focus on adults. Adults are able to drive and get to the programs themselves a little easier. So there's been some studies about money being spent on R3. That's what I work on, retention, reactivation, and recruitment. And adults is the best group to focus on. I do also do some family stuff too, because then, you know, adults with their children get a lot of single mothers that come, and then it becomes a whole family thing and they're all doing it together, and then it becomes a generational aspect of it as well.
I'm curious, what's a typical day for you, or is there a typical day, Brock?
Typical day for me, if you ask my fiance, she would say rolling out of bed at 10, but I dispute that to the teeth. no, typical day, I do a lot of planning for these hunts and stuff, but you know, you never know. I might have a butchering workshop one night, and then I'm teaching a hunter safety class the next morning across the state somewhere else. This is a super busy time of year for me, obviously, and then spring and summer are a lot of planning times for me, which also gives me a little bit of time to go trout fishing and get out into the woods myself doing some other hunting, because I actually have not even been out hunting myself yet this year. Well, I did go dove hunting, but don't even have my bow license yet, and I'm a little ashamed to say that.
How did the bow season go this year, John? Did you have some numbers?
So far, so good. We've had 4 bucks taken on our property out there, and I've seen a couple, had some close calls, but no arrows launched myself yet. But we got 4 bucks out there, and 2 of them, unfortunately, were CWD positive. The last 2, we don't know yet. They're still in the process of the testing.
Okay. Doug Duren is here as well. Good to see you again, my friend.
It is nice to be here, and I would say a couple of things about Brock. First of all, it's more than a full-time job. I witness what he does with his work with the hunter recruitment and the learn to hunts, and he does such a great job. It's really a pleasure to host events on our farm where Brock's running them, everything from gun safety to the how to properly walk through a field when pheasant hunting, you know. So like he said, we had a group come out, and these were folks who had all hunted in some other way before but had never pheasant hunted. And it's very different walking across a field with dogs, and you have to think about safety and where you shoot and the cones and all of that. And Dave Barron was a part of that hunt also, and his dog Willow. And I know I disparage Dave a lot because it's good fun, but he also did a great job, and his dog Willow was fantastic, and it was really a great day, and quite honestly, I learned a lot too. So I'm just getting into pheasant hunting again. I used to have dogs. I used to have Labradors. I didn't know there was another kind of dog, actually, but and now I have a lab who's sitting out in the truck waiting for me, and that was kind of his tune-up for going out to South Dakota, where I've been for the last couple of weeks hunting. And it's just been a, for me, it's been a real interesting fall to kind of be shifting my focus to more of the upland hunting. And I'm looking forward to doing some squirrel hunting. And, you know, deer hunting is still a part of the hunt for me, but not like it used to be.
So you can actually learn from a young guy like Brock, right? Or can you?
Be careful.
No, Brock is great. And he had a great mentor with John, and you can really see that. And for me, it's a real... I'm grateful to see this happen, and it's a real privilege to know both of these guys and see how they've developed. I mean, this is a relationship that you guys have had for 20-plus years, right?
You've been listening to WRCE's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. For WRCE and Civic Media, I'm Bo Henry.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The deal President Trump had been seeking with China has apparently been reached. ABC's Rachel Scott's traveling with him in South Korea.
The president walked out of this nearly two-hour-long meeting with Chinese President Xi to announce that a trade deal has been reached. The president had threatened a 100% additional tariffs on Chinese imports, which would have raised the cost on everything from clothes to electronics.
China's agreed to buy more American soybeans as a part of the deal and to lower export controls on the rare earth minerals it sells to the U.S. Five more people are now in custody. That makes seven in all for the Louvre jewelry heist, but the jewels are still missing. There was a deadly barrage in Ukraine overnight. More than 600 drones and missiles fired from Russia all across the country. President Zelensky says many of them were shot down, but some did get through. At least 30 deaths across the Caribbean from Hurricane Melissa. And this is day 30 of the federal government shutdown. Government workers still not getting paid. This is